Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
President Obama will award the Medal of Honor today to the parents of Staff Sergeant Robbie Miller, who was killed in Afghanistan. Now, this will be only the third time the Medal of Honor will be awarded for actions in Afghanistan.
From World War I through Vietnam, the rate of Medal of Honor recipients stayed between 2 and 3 per 100,000 service members. Now, today, that rate has dropped to roughly 1 in 1 million.
You're hearing there from Brandon McGarry, database editor for the Army Times. He was on our show yesterday. Well, one of our listeners, a Vietnam combat vet himself, had a very strong response to this segment. We wanted to bring him on. George J. Robinson volunteered for the Vietnam War for 5 months, in which he was wounded twice and permanently disabled. By all accounts, a true war hero. Mr. Robinson, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this is only the third Medal of Honor to be awarded in Afghanistan, and for a little bit of comparison, there were 464 Medals of Honor awarded during World War II, 246 for the war that you fought in Vietnam. Why do you think more veterans should be getting Medals of Honor?
Well, first of all, I don't necessarily distinguish between the Medal of Honor and a Medal of Honor. As far as I'm concerned, the criteria should be contextual. If you look at the people who send our troops to war, I'd like to know whether they themselves are qualified to do so. And then secondly, the larger society, the esteem in which soldiers are held. In the first criteria, the American politicians generally don't send their own children to war, unlike the royals, for example, in England. The daughters of Bill Clinton and W. Bush were polishing their nails and partying while our soldiers were being killed, and females as well. Secondly, the American electorate, when given an opportunity to elect two Vietnam veterans, Gore and Kerry, instead chose two draft dodgers, Clinton and W. So that shows me that the general society doesn't hold the military in the esteem one would think when you listen to the lauding statements that they generally make when asked about it. We see the support our troops, bumper stickers, etc. They
right,
don't actually value it. So then anyone who comes out of society and sacrifices their time, resources, and life in a combat situation, and it doesn't have to be actual combat, it could be in a theater, I consider a hero.
Well, and George J. Robinson, we're glad that you called us in with your take. That's just the kind of response we want. George J. Robinson is a combat veteran of Vietnam, two Purple Hearts, wounded twice and permanently disabled in Vietnam. We're lucky to have you on.